Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy New Year to you!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, our last show of 2025. Sylvia Goth with us, who just wrote a book about her diving life, working the Avatar movies and God knows what else. And and she's been nice enough to hang with us during this holiday edition of the big show. We thank you for that, Sylvia. Hopefully we're not keeping you away from your latest Hollywood project. Are you got anything on the docket coming up or no? What can you tell us? Are you
there is definitely talks about Avatar 4 and 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Provided this one does good in the movie theaters. So
yeah. Well, he has a pretty good track record for pulling this stuff off, you know. And by the way, when you see him next time, tell him Scuba Radio exists because of him. So he can take credit or blame. Because the movie The Abyss was the movie that inspired me to become a diver years ago. Did you know that? I bet you didn't.
I did not, but yeah. I sure hope that his movie really inspired a lot of people to go diving. Just before the commercials, I started to say how Jaws got a lot of people scared of the water.
Right.
And of going diving. But I feel Avatar with the underwater scenes, the beautiful kelp forest that we have in California, the Bahamas where they did a lot of the filming too. It really intrigues people to go and see for themselves the really out of this world creatures that exist underwater.
I totally agree. I mean, it's a magical world that he's developed. And you can tell, and when you're a scuba diver, there's no question about it that he was inspired by all the critters that he's seen on his diving exploits around the world and that kind of thing. And like I said, The Abyss, that movie back in the day, I saw that movie. I was like, golly, that is such a cool environment. I want to go there. And then, you know, years later, after I became a diver, I realized like, wait a minute, he wasn't even underwater when they filmed this particular scene, but it didn't matter. It still worked. Movie magic. And by the way, I mean, you say there's rumors of maybe future Avatar movies and things like that. I mean, you're in a place now because that movie had such a huge budget. You probably can retire and don't have to work a day in your life anymore, correct?
I wish, but that's not really how it works.
No, get out.
You know, there's the tax man who takes a lot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're in California.
Yeah, and a house, you know, takes a lot of money.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so
this
many
was.
People think that you're in one movie and you are set for life, but
yeah,
that could not,
quite not like
be
that.
Further from reality.
Yeah. Well, I've heard he spends quite a bit of money on these films. Like the budget for Avatar, these Avatar films were crazy, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I was just talking with the Scuba Gypsy. James was like interviewed over and over about everything about the movie, and he is like very patiently explaining everything over and over. But when somebody asked him about the budget, mm-hmm. he lost his temper and he did not want to like get into that. Yes, we spent a lot of money, but you know, if you look at it, these movies will make so much money, not for the movies only, but the theme parks, the merch, the books, the... Mm-hmm. He's a genius. He doesn't just think of making a movie. He's creating a whole saga. He's creating a whole universe, per se.
Well, he's got quite the track record. I think he has, like, what most of the top 10 movies in the world that made the most money or something. It's insane. I mean, he can probably do whatever the heck he wants if it's totally up to him. But he does great stuff.
Luckily, he loves water. He's a huge scuba diver and deep sea explorer. So if I were a betting person, I would say he's going to be water in Avatar 4 and 5 as well.
Well, there you go. And like I said, the only, black mark on his entire career is probably the fact that I've given him credit for Scuba Radio. So it's probably more blame and something he probably wouldn't want to necessarily take credit for. But I give him that regardless. So good stuff. So outside of that world of the Avatar stuff, are you doing, you know, other Hollywood work? Is it keeping you pretty busy, or are you doing other things these days?
I try and keep my life not just, as my grandma said, all my eggs in one basket. But mm-hmm. I did work on The Last Breath. I trained Simu Liu for the for that movie that also became a really big success in Hollywood. I have a jewelry company. I don't know if you know that. Oak Jewelry Design, where I travel around the world. For example, like Komodo Island, Indonesia, I buy pearls, or Egypt, I buy turquoise, and I make empowering, nature-inspired jewelry.
Yeah.
I have the book, thinking that writing the book is the hard part.
No, it's living it.
The book is the hardest part.
Yeah.
I have a kid who's 11, actually just turned 12. Super fun. He's 12 years old and already been in 22 countries. Hmm. So we're trying to travel as much as we can with him and open his mind to the universe. Or, I mean, just at least the world. We just went to Mongolia last year with him. We did some free diving with him in Fiji. You know, I try and live in the here and now rather than always chasing that next adventure. Part of what my book is about, it's about my extreme always going for that next rush in search of finding enough in life when I finally feel like, okay, I am where I want to be and I'm happy.
Right.
So at the end of this book, I share the secret how I found where I am right now in my life, where I don't need to always just think of what's next. The next movie, the next book, the next.
And you're going to have to buy the book to find out what the answer is, obviously.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So go look it up. Sylvia Goth. Good stuff. Yeah. What do you think, Brittany? Does this inspire you? Her story? You want to go work in Hollywood or do something else?
I don't know about that. Maybe. Yeah. But I know her story is incredibly inspiring, especially to young females, because if you walk the show floor at DEMA, you really don't see that many, you know, young females.
Yeah, not enough. God knows we need more, for sure. Yeah,
it's way more than it used to be 20, 30 years ago.
And yeah,
definitely
true.
An increase. And imagine, it was hard to be a young female instructor in red bikinis taken seriously when there is a guy who obviously knows more than you, right? Because he's a guy. And it's a lot of, like, working twice as hard.
Yeah.
To be appreciated half as much. And the stunt world is the mirror image of that. Very often I'm the only female in the stunt crew or the water safety crew.
Well,
but luckily, once you prove yourself, and there's not too many women who is the size of the average actress, who is a competent diver with the experience more than 100 dives. I have like 7,000 dives by now.
Mm-hmm.
Dove Antarctica with the beautiful icebergs turning upside down in front of me, though with a bunch of sharks all over South Africa and the Bahamas with Christina Zanato.
Yeah. Who,
I hope she was on the radio. If not,
sure, absolutely. We've had Christina on over the years. Yeah, so more and more women are getting into the sport and making names for themselves. We got Brittany, you know, here, and we got people like Jerry the Diver Guy. I mean, he kind of falls in that category sometimes, depending on how he's feeling on any particular day. But you know, we need more. We need more, and we
got to support. Greg.
We got to support everybody. You know, that's what it is. The more, the merrier. Right? Sylvia, you're with me on that, I assume. Yeah.
Just any place where it's only guys, it's just sport and jokes of like.
Yeah, it's like this show, right?
You throw in a few girls, and everybody seems to behave a little bit differently, and
it makes things better. There's no question about that. It's a major upgrade. I mean, look at this mess of a crew. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Benny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut. See, the only upstanding male in the group is me, so I'll take credit for that. But other than that, we're a mess. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.